From BamaOnline.com, senior college football analyst from 24/7 Sports, Travis, you're in the game on 99.1 WDGN.
Good evening, fellas. How are we doing?
Oh, we're well. We are well. Just trying to find a way to talk a little bit about recruiting, and it's a big topic right now on Bama Online. I mean, just covered up with recruiting headlines.
It really is, and just when you think schools have gotten to the point, especially Alabama, where they put these recruiting classes to bed 6, 7, 8 months in advance, you still come down to the final week, the final few nights, and here we are waiting on a couple of guys to see what their intentions are and see where they're going to land. And Alabama certainly in prime position with more than a few of those.
You look at the commitment that Nick Saban is able to win football games, and we've talked about it. He wins games next year on National Signing Day. He could make an argument, and it's not done yet because there's some guys that are still out on the board and big decisions coming. And you guys will be wall-to-wall coverage on BamaOnline.com. It's a great recruiting class, but this could be one of his best ever.
Really could. You know, when you talk about that 2008 class, you're not just talking about probably the best class in Alabama football history. You're talking about one of the best in college football history. So to rival that group would take a good bit, but on paper, at least, if Alabama closes the way it might, it could be a group that rivals that unit from 3 or 4 years ago.
What makes it such a success for Nick Saban? Is it the personality? Is it the prestige for playing? I mean, one of the Twitter guys a while ago said, hey, this is the best coaching staff in college football, and I think you could make that argument as well. What makes it such an attractive opportunity for these young recruits?
You know, I think it has to be the work ethic, the charisma, all those personal skills that it takes to be successful, no doubt. But at the end of the day, I think it goes back to what makes every successful coach successful, and that's organizational skills. I mean, you have got to have your stuff together to administer a successful recruiting approach. When you look at the number of kids that these staff start out with a couple of 3 years ago probably, and how they whittle it down, and how they target the kids that they truly are going to go after probably in the...
Travis Ryer, BamaOnline.com, and I lost him there for a couple of seconds if he's not back. BamaOnline.com, senior college football analyst, presented each and every week by Peterbrook Chocolatier's weekly guest, makes an appearance right here on our program. We talk a lot of Bama basketball, really focus on college football. We're talking a little recruiting tonight. I know we'll segue into basketball in just a couple of minutes. And Travis, are you back with us? All right, we will work on getting Travis back in just a couple of seconds. It's BamaOnline.com, and the great message board there. I enjoy the conversation, BOL Roundtable. I know a lot of those guys make an appearance right here on 99.1WDGM.com. And, you know, you look at Nick Saban and what he's been able to accomplish, but the weight room and the facilities that he's been given to work with, because if Nick Saban tries to go out and sell a program that's not up to par on facilities, that's the one compliment you have to go back and credit Coach Moore. Fundraising, generating revenue to renovate Foster Auditorium, to generate revenue to renovate Coleman Coliseum. Now that we new weight room. Travis, I think we've got you back on, but we were talking about Nick Saban and what he's able to do.
Yeah, again, just the organizational skills that you have to have, the plan, and how it is administered program-wide, staff-wide, and there's no deviation from it. And the thing that impresses me the most is a couple, 3 days ago, we were hearing how Ole Miss was going to finish with this flurry and make a run at the top spot and all the recruiting rankings. Not that that matters the most in all this. But at the end, here's Alabama still grinding and trying to close on some guys that even 7 to 10 days ago, we weren't really talking about much with Alabama, which goes to show you that, over there at the Mal Moore Complex, those guys were still very much in play with the people that mattered most. Even if we weren't talking about some of those guys, they were very much in the mix with them, and it'll be interesting to see how the next few days play out. And But again, I think it goes back to, you know, we've talked work ethic, plenty. We've talked relentlessness. We've talked charisma, persona, and all those things. National championships obviously don't hurt either. But again, I just think, like everything else to do with that program, there's an ironclad plan in place, and they don't get too far from it, and it pays dividends.
You think Scott Cochran is over motivating the assistant coaches, raising the hands, four quarters in the air, going, finish strong, finish strong, finish strong? I mean, because that's really the philosophy, is he's going to outwork you, and that's what the football team does on the field. But he's also going to outwork you in every aspect of the game, whether it's recruiting, whether it's building the best weight room in all of college football. Every component of that process is he wants everything top-notch.
Well, and that all goes hand-in-hand, all the things you mentioned. Resources, facilities, you know, in this ever-changing world of college football right now, you can have the nicest weight room, nicest complex today, but within 2 years you'll be 10th or 12th on that list. That's how rapidly things change in the facility arms race that we've seen, and he gets that. And you know, to Alabama, to the university's credit, they've been more than supportive. I mean, it seems like just yesterday we were talking about the Board of Trustees approving the new weight room. Today on Twitter you see, you know, pictures of the new weight room with weights already in it. That didn't take long. So, you know, and you know, that's how you maintain the edge. And you know, frankly, we've seen it with some programs that haven't been able to sustain it, most notably Texas. You know, it's easy to get to the top and kind of rest and take a deep breath, and before you know it, that deep breath has lasted 2 or 3 years and now you've slipped. Well, as we all know, Saban despises the thought of that. Complacency is his worst nightmare, and that's a great sign for Alabama fans. You know, get concerned about Saban and his fastball if it gets to the point where he's not pushing for a lot of the things he continues to push for right now.
Speaking of the state of Texas, A'shaun Robinson, a guy that's a five-star lineman, has been considered now to be maybe in Alabama's in the front runner for him. What do we know about A'shaun Robinson? I don't want to talk about really detailed specifics. I know that you really cover college football, but recruiting part of
right.
the topic right now. A'shaun Robinson, what do we know about this young man from Arlington Heights, Texas?
Just a guy that, you know, it seems like the opinion is a little bit split in terms of position. He's a big, big guy. Some people, I think, like him as on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of people like him on the defensive side of the ball. That's a nice problem that you can sort out at the appropriate time. I think, you know, pretty much everyone's recruiting, I think, on the defensive side. But a guy that was committed to Texas for the longest time, and now here at the end, you know, apparently had some second thoughts. Alabama's capitalized on that good in-home visit from Nick Saban here recently. I think accentuated that, and here it is, looking like you know, Alabama may pull a five-star out of the state of Texas, who's been a long-time commitment to the University of Texas, and that just doesn't happen a lot.
Looking at Reuben Foster, a guy that's an in-state guy that's one of the top players in the country, what do we know about Reuben Foster? I know he'll make that decision. You guys are planning on wall-to-wall coverage on 24/7 Sports, BamaOnline.com. Reuben Foster, the altercation, lead up to that conversation that'll end tonight.
Who knows, Ryan? I mean, that's been one of the crazier ones that you'll see. Even for what we've seen in the last years, I wrote about it this morning on BamaOnline.com, just about as wild a weekend as you could ever imagine. A guy who's once committed to Alabama, flips to Auburn, gets an Auburn tattoo, goes on his Auburn official visit. It's been Saturday night of his Auburn official visit in Tuscaloosa. I've seen and heard a lot of it. I don't know if I've ever heard of that. And it's just been a roller coaster. There's no other way to describe it. So, you know, no matter what he does tonight in terms of his commitment, whatever school he commits to, and there's a lot of rumblings that it may very well be Alabama tonight, he's one of those letters of intent that you're going to need to see come across the fax machine before you really put a lot of stock into it either way.
knowing that he's been able to go this in-depth with Nick Saban, it seems like that Nick Saban believes that Reuben Foster, the problems, whether they're his fault or other people's fault as far as the issues, the controversies that are there, it seems like that Nick Saban believes that Reuben Foster can be an impact player and that he can change those if that is a Foster problem.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. We've seen that with Saban in the past, not only with recruits, but also with players he inherited in 2007. And sometimes it's worked to Alabama's benefit, and frankly, he was burned a few times. I think DJ Hall was a situation where he was burned a little bit. He's reached a little bit on some kids from that standpoint. Some have gone on to great things at Alabama, gotten their degree, done some super things. Others have washed out of the program. So, you know, it's hard to say based on those type of issues. But, you know, I think it's also Kirby Smart's a lot like Nick Saban, too. And I think Kirby invested a lot of time into this kid and really likes the kid. And so I don't think you were ever going to see Kirby just kind of walk away without giving it a shot right up until signing day, and that's what's happened. And, you know, Alabama may be in pretty good shape there.
We'll be talking with Coach Patrick Murphy in about 15 minutes. Right now we're talking with a senior college football analyst, BamaOnline.com. It's 24/7 Sports, Travis Ryer, presented by Peterbrook Chocolatier. Travis, do you know if Alabama's going to the wishbone? I mean, how can they use this many running backs? I mean, this is an amazing class of running backs if all these guys continue and sign on National Signing Day.
Well, either the wishbone or they're going to have to go to a 7 wide receiver set, because look at the wide receiver positions after this class and what they're going to have. So, no, it's going to be interesting. But, you know, as we've seen, just when you think you have a ton of backs, the next thing you know, you're down to two and a true, you know, and you're down to three, and two of those are true freshmen, which was the case this year by the end of the season. So, you know, in this offense, the way they run the football and the way they pound it, I don't know if you can ever have enough, but it'll certainly be interesting if they end up getting Alvin Kamara to go along with the three other backs in this class. That's almost unheard of. And not really a drop in talent between any of the four. I mean, you might go out and sign a big-time back, and you might sign two more, but there's going to be a clear delineation between that top guy, the second guy, and the third guy. It really isn't that when you look at these Alabama backs. They're different in skill sets, but in terms of being able to be productive on the Southeastern Conference level, the three they've got committed, I don't have any doubt, can do it. And, if they add Kamara, I think he could do it as well. But I think it's also important to note that a couple of these guys, you know, when you look at body type and some of those things, the possibilities there that they can help you at more than one position. And I think that's something you need to keep an eye on, too.
You look at Alabama, the signing class. He's put together a top-notch signing class. I want to go back for just a minute, because it seems like also Anthony Grant's basketball team, and I know that's complete conversation, not a great segue, but it seems like this basketball team could have turned the corner and now could be headed to play in March.
Well, we'll find out. I think Wednesday night at Auburn, I just don't think they can really take any win at this point and go nuts about it. Although, look, they won for the first time since 1990 in Nashville on Saturday, so certainly deserve a ton of credit for that, especially to come back from 11 down with about 7 minutes to go in the game and to finish the game on an 18-3 run. You have to give Anthony Grant, that staff, and that team just a ton of credit for gutting it out. But, you know, you think back 23 years since they've won up there. That's amazing. But, yeah, you know, we'll find out here in the next few days. You know, they've had some success at Auburn. They need to continue that on. Every game for them is precious right now because of the struggles they had in December, dropping a couple of really tough non-conference games at home didn't help them any. So they're in a position where, yeah, they're in a good spot in terms of the conference standings, but the SEC as a league ranks very lowly in terms of RPI. So, you know, just being a top two or three team in the league ain't going to ensure anything this year, I don't think.
You can follow more wall-to-wall coverage at BamaOnline.com. It's 24/7 sports. Travis Ryer, Tim Watts, Chris Walsh, Charles Power, and all the guys covering recruiting top-notch. BamaOnline.com. Senior college football analyst Travis Ryer. Always connect with him on the Twitter account. It's Travis, last name, R-E-I-E-R, Travis Ryer, senior college football analyst from BamaOnline.com. Travis, we always appreciate your appearance right here on the game on 99.1.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it as always.